the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is praising the Department of Justice's decision to request a rehearing of a pesticide case before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. DOJ asked for a rehearing of a case in which the court directed the EPA to ban chlorpyrifos, a commonly used pesticide, within 60 days. Perdue says USDA disagrees with the ruling, saying the decision appears to be based on a misunderstanding of both the available scientific information and EPA's pesticide regulatory system. The California Table Grape Commission has a new health advertising campaign telling consumers that eating normal amounts of grapes each day may help with long-term health. Commission President Kathleen Nave tells The Packer the campaign teaches consumers about the benefits of grapes on heart, brain, and colon health. Grapes contain more than 1,600 documented natural plant compounds such as antioxidants and other polyphenols. The National Corn Growers Association called on leaders of the Senate and House Ag Committees to find common ground on a farm bill so one can be signed into law before the September 30th expiration. In the letter, NCGA President Kevin Skunas says the new farm bill would provide certainty to farmers during increasingly uncertain times for agriculture. Western Farm Press reports the NCGA letter also highlighted the importance of the farm bill's foreign market development program, which would lose vital resources if a new bill is not completed before the deadline. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.